From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. House has passed a bill to revamp the nation's health care system. The legislation, approved last night, is designed to provide health care to 96% of Americans. It would require people to obtain health insurance and large companies to provide coverage for their employees. Insurance companies would not be allowed to deny coverage because of pre-existing medical conditions. The vote was close, 220 to 215 and along party lines. Approval came only after adoption of an amendment strictly limiting money spent on abortions. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The abortion issue has dogged the bill all year. Sponsors had hoped to find bill language that would neither expand nor restrict a woman's right to choose an abortion, but abortion opponents complained that language in the bill as it came to the floor was too permissive and would allow taxpayer dollars to subsidize the procedure. Enough Democrats threatened to withhold their support for the bill that leaders were forced to allow an amendment by Michigan Democrat Bart Stupak to add a stricter ban on abortion funding. It passed easily with the votes of nearly all Republicans and several dozen Democrats. Now abortion rights backers say the bill goes too far the other way and could end up depriving women of the right to use their own money to obtain abortion coverage, even in private health plans. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
In Fort Hood and Killing, Texas this morning, church services are honoring the victims of Thursday's mass shooting. Authorities are still seeking a motive for the attack that killed 13 people and wounded nearly 30 at the Fort Hood military post. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has details.
President Obama will attend a memorial service for the victims on Tuesday, and there will be more tributes Wednesday, the Veterans Day holiday. The suspected shooter, Major Nidal Hassan, is a Muslim who's said to have offended colleagues with anti-American rants. But speaking on ABC's This Week, Army General George Casey said jumping to conclusions about a motive for the attack could heighten backlash against other Muslim soldiers.
What happened at Fort Hood was a tragedy. But I believe it would be an even greater tragedy if our diversity becomes a casualty here. And it's not just about Muslims. We have a very diverse army. We have a very diverse society. And that gives us all strength.
Major Hassan has been taken off a ventilator. There's no word on when charges might be filed against him. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
The Justice Department reportedly is reviewing which Guantanamo Bay detainees may face trial in a U.S. court. The Associated Press quotes Attorney General Eric Holder as saying an announcement may come as early as November 16th. Last week, the Senate endorsed a plan to have the option of prosecuting those accused in the 9/11 attacks, such as alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, in either federal court or by military commission. This is NPR. A hurricane watch is in effect for coastal Louisiana and Mississippi as Hurricane Ida moves through the Gulf of Mexico toward the U.S. The watch does not cover New Orleans, which is still rebuilding from Hurricane Katrina. Ida is a Category 1 storm with top winds of 90 miles per hour. It has already left a path of destruction in Central America, where floods and mudslides have claimed at least 40 lives. The official Saudi news agency says Saudi Arabian forces have retaken control of a mountain bordering Yemen after defeating Yemeni rebels. A military spokesman says 3 Saudi soldiers were killed, 4 remain missing. NPR's Peter Kenyon has details from Sana'a.
The official Saudi press agency quoted Assistant Defense Minister Prince Khalid bin Sultan as saying the mountainsides on the Saudi side of the border had been cleared of Shiite rebels who crossed over from Yemen last week. He said in other border areas, troops were still engaging the rebels. He also said 4 Saudi soldiers were missing. Rebel spokesmen have said they captured an unspecified number of soldiers in the fighting last week. The Saudis did not confirm that the missing men were captured and said numerous rebels were in Saudi custody. In the Yemeni capital, officials said a fighter plane had crashed in northern Yemen, where the fighting has been occurring. They denied rebel claims that the plane had been shot down. The government blamed technical problems. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sana'a.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on his way to the U.S. for a meeting this week with President Obama, who wants to revive Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Before that encounter, Netanyahu will speak before thousands of American Jewish leaders in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.